My dear friends in Christ, it is a matter of fact that we have much to suffer in this life. We are reminded every day when we pray our rosary, the end of those 5 decades, we pray the prayer, Hail, Holy Queen. And in this prayer, we remind ourselves of this very fact, that it is a veil of tears that we must suffer to gain the kingdom of heaven. St. Paul says that we must work out our salvation in fear and trembling. It's not an easy task staying on the straight and the narrow path. There's a lot to consider. Life can be rather complicated sometimes, but we must take it seriously. And this is one of the great sufferings of this life, this test that God gives us to make it to heaven. We must be mature. We must be diligent. Again, St. Paul says, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I spoke as a child. But now that I am a man, I put away the things of a child. That is to say, we grow up, think things through carefully. But what if I were to tell you, under a certain condition, that it is perfectly okay to be a fool? And if this condition is fulfilled, not only to be a fool, to be a little bit reckless is perfectly okay, but it is a wonderful thing. In the gospel today, we see quite a marvelous thing happen. Yes, there is the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes, but what necessitated this miracle, to me, is a rather astounding situation. There were about 4,000 people. And you would think to yourself, well, if I was going to go on a journey, I was going to go especially into the desert, you would bring provisions. You wouldn't just blindly follow, you would take care of matters. But these 4,000 people apparently decided to be foolish for the sake of following Christ. And what do we see but that their foolishness, their lack of preparation, their perhaps lack of diligence, we don't know in every situation, but they were without provisions. This was rewarded by Almighty God with a stupendous miracle. Not just food sufficient to feed them, but an overabundance. 7 baskets left over. And so this is the condition. We may, and in fact, we must be fools for Christ. You can take the life of any saint, really, and see this idea played out. The need to sometimes push common sense aside to try and find out what is God's sense, what is His will. An example from the lives of the saints that I love very much in this regard is that of Saint Bernard of Clairvaux. Saint Bernard discovered that it was God's will for him to reform the Benedictine order. And he was on fire for love of God. And not only was he going to devote his entire self, all of his strength, to that one purpose, following Christ, but he was going to do everything in his power to help others to do the same. It began with his own family. There's a beautiful series of books about this story, St. Bernard, and even before him, the beginning of the Reformation of the Benedictine Order. Sometimes this is called the Saga of Citeaux. It's by a Father Raymond. If you haven't read these books, I highly suggest you find them. But the book that deals particularly with St. Bernard and his family is called The Family That Overtook Christ. And this is a striking example of putting aside what seems like good sense for that singular, most important purpose, which is the following of Christ. So St. Bernard, as I mentioned, began with his family. He had a brother, an older brother, who at the time that St. Bernard was on his campaign, this brother was already married, and he had two daughters, I believe. Well, St. Bernard knew by the grace of the Holy Ghost that the other members of his family also ought to be monks or nuns. His mother had already passed away. He had convinced his father to join the monastery. A few of his other brothers. But then came his older brother, who had this glaring problem. He had a wife and children. And good sense would tell anyone, well, it's obviously not God's will. God gave him that marriage vocation, a beautiful wife and two wonderful children. And so when St. Bernard approached him about this, he laughed him to scorn. He said, "Are you crazy? That doesn't make sense in the least." But St. Bernard, full of the Holy Ghost, through solid argumentation and most importantly through grace, eventually did convince his brother that this certainly might be God's will. But there was still that glaring problem, and his brother told him, "Okay, fine. But you have to convince my wife." And so St. Bernard went. And the response was even more exaggerated. "Are you insane? God wants my husband, who's the father of my two children, to leave and to go into some swamp somewhere to pray prayers and do nothing else with his life? Absolutely out of the question. This is a ridiculous, ridiculous concept." But she did not know, perhaps, at the time, what seems ridiculous to us may not be to Almighty God. This is a situation, of course, out of the ordinary, a direct inspiration of the Holy Ghost for this to happen. But St. Bernard's sister-in-law basically told him, "When I am dead, my husband can go to the monastery." St. Bernard said, "Well, be careful what you say." And it was not long after that that she came down with a serious illness and was at the brink of death. St. Bernard returned and said, "This is Almighty God giving you a sign. I know that it's extraordinary, but he wants us in a special way to give ourselves to his following. He wants us even more perfectly to follow in his footsteps. Finally, she saw God's finger in the matter and consented. Immediately, her health was restored. And there's much more to the story, so you must read the book. But I have to tell you the end, because it's a very happy one. St. Bernard's older brother did join the monastery, became himself very saintly, and his wife and one of his daughters became nuns. In fact, the daughter became superior of the convent and had as one of her subjects her own mother. Now, as I mentioned, this is an exception to the rule. God does not usually do such extraordinary things as this. But often we see that in the lives of the saints. Some striking example that serves as a lesson to us. Our ways are not always God's ways. In fact, very often our ways are not God's ways. St. Bernard was considered a fool very often, even by his own family for a time. But he did not mind in the least, because he knew that he was a fool for Christ. My dear friends, we too have to have this same mentality. We will be considered by the world, perhaps very often, as fools. How primitive is our way of life? You Catholics, so strict, so backwards. Get with the times. We should consider it a badge of honor to be called a fool by the world. We need to do our utmost to find out what is God's holy will for us, to follow Christ no matter what. And this is a difficulty. It's not easy to know exactly what God wants us to do. How do we do it? How do we know? How do we know that we're following Christ? There's maybe two parts to this answer. First, can we assume, can we assume that the 4,000 that went into the desert knew exactly what they were doing? Did they know beyond the shadow of any doubt that Christ was indeed the Messiah and that he would take care of them and they had nothing to worry about? No. Maybe there were some in that crowd who were so convicted, but they took a chance. They saw the signs. They followed their holy intuition, or perhaps we could say they followed conscience. And their faith that they placed in Christ was rewarded. So sometimes we have to take a chance. That is, after all, rather the definition of faith, isn't it? That we're willing to take a chance to believe something that we don't know. This is so for us. We will be asked from time to time, or even often, to take a chance, to be generous, to put ourselves out there, to follow Christ more perfectly. And he rewards this. Second, we will know that we are following Christ more perfectly if we know him better. How are we to listen to his instructions? How are we to even identify him if we don't do our best to know him? He says, "I know mine, and mine know me." We have to love Almighty God with our whole heart, mind, and strength. Practice our faith. Make prayer the most important part of our day. Holy Mass, if we can attend Holy Mass daily. Receive the sacraments often, fervently. This is how we come to know Christ better. And then we will be able to follow better because we hear his voice more clearly. My dear friends in Christ, even if the world thinks that we are backwards, we are fools, remember, if we have this singular goal, if we have the earnestness, the concentration, the devotion of a Saint Bernard, or even a sliver of that zeal, then we are fools for a reason. The world does not know what we are after. What an incredible grace. Let us be like the 4,000 that followed our Lord into the desert. Follow him. Do not make excuse. Do not overthink. Do not worry. Simply follow him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.